handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 2 weeks from today, Election Day 2024, Tuesday, November 5th, it's coming. During the break, 17 people texted me for Supreme Court. Presque Isle County got 3. Onaway got 4. This information, folks, is critical for you to get out to people. Why do you think they are running TV ads? Why do you think they are putting them out there? Because people vote based on information. Now, an interesting shift that's occurring, and I find this to be very, very interesting, the Harris-Waltz campaign, they're pulling back on their ad buys in Michigan. What does that mean? They've seen the internal polling. They know the numbers. They know they're losing. And they're going to spend the money in other states where they could possibly win. If it's too close to call based on their internal polling, they'll put the money in those states. I find it very, very, very interesting that people who haven't decided yet, they are convinced that they can't win those voters over. So therefore, they're pulling out. As a result of pulling out, what they're basically saying, we're done. We're done campaigning in that state. What is that going to do to the rest of their down ticket? The presidential campaign doesn't care. Kamala Harris does not care about Elisa Slotkin's race for U.S. Senate against Mike Rogers. Harris does not care about Callie Barr, who's running against Jack Bergman. Have you guys seen her TV ads? Have any of you seen them yet? It is funny. It's impactful. And it's amazing how she's going so aggressively after Jack Bergman for being the biggest spender in Congress when it comes to hotel and food reimbursements. The fact that he's never seen in the district. Bigfoot has been seen in the first congressional district more often than Jack Bergman is the premise, the basis for their TV commercial. It's funny. Whoever's doing her marketing is doing a great job. I was watching Monday Night Football, just checking on the scores, going back and forth between The Voice, and her ads ran on both Monday Night Football and The Voice. Very, very, very interesting. Appears that she's funded and she's going after Jack Bergman. And one of the things that's very interesting is she has veterans support. A couple of veteran groups have actually appeared in her TV commercials. The one I saw basically was a veteran who said he's voted for Bergman. In the past, he supported him. But this time, he's voting for Barr, not Bergman. Very interesting race. That is going to be interesting. If people mark their ballot individually for every Republican, there could be some crossover and people voting for Barr instead of Bergman. There could be some crossover in certain other races as well. But it's going to be very interesting based on who's the ballot, who are you going to vote for? I'd like to do a little unscientific poll of my listeners who live up here in the 1st Congressional District. If Congressman Jack Bergman is currently your U.S. Congressman and you plan to vote for him, text me Jack, J-A-C-K. If you're thinking about crossing over and voting for the Democrat, Kelly Barr, text me B-A-R-R. Both responses are four letters. Jack, J-A-C-K, for Jack Bergman. Barr, B-A-R-R, for Kelly Barr. We'll end the unscientific poll at the end of this hour. Just a small sampling of live listeners to the show this morning. Jack or Barr? But when it comes to president, most people are saying they already know who they're going to vote for president. Some do not. And that's why I find it so amazing that Harris is already cutting back on TV ads here in the state of Michigan. 2 weeks away from the election, and they're already conceding Michigan to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. One last thing that I got a couple of people that text me during the break regarding Supreme Court. Well, Randy, we don't know anything about these people. Let me explain the process real quick on Supreme Court. Supreme Court nominees are not on the August 6th primary election ballot. Why? Because they, per our election laws, are chosen at state party conventions. Democrats put up their candidates, Republicans put up theirs. There's certain seats, per our election laws, that are handled by the precinct delegates from each county that go to a state convention. That's why I told you guys it's so important to get involved in the party and to be a precinct delegate. If you're chosen by your local county party to go to the state convention, you get to vote for these races. Now, this year, it happened to be two candidates for Supreme Court, William O'Grady and Andrew Fink, won the nomination battle to represent conservative rule of law Supreme Court justices selected by the Republican Party. All the universities, Michigan State, University of Michigan, Wayne State University, along with the State Board of Education. Tom McMillan, Nikki Snyder are the Republicans. Everybody on your ballot has an R or a D behind their name except for Supreme Court. So that's why you need to know. That's why you need to know to vote for O'Grady and Fink. Now, many people want those races to be put on the August primary so that the general public can be involved in the election selection of those nominees. But they refuse to change it. Nobody wants to change the process. Why? Because those races would have to then raise money, put out signs, send mailers, run ads in newspapers, radio, TV, whatever, depending on if it's a statewide race or not. They would have to do that in order to win the primary to be on the November ballot. That's not how it's done. And Supreme Court justices are not supposed to be partisan. They're not supposed to be loyal to the Republican or Democrat Party. They're supposed to be nonpartisan. So as a result, they don't have an RD behind their name. That's why you need to know outfielder, O'Grady and Fink. Then, lastly, local races. This is completely on you to know who are the best candidates to vote for school boards. Who to vote for when it comes to contested races for your local township, city, or village elected boards, supervisors, trustees, treasurers, clerks, things like that at the local level at your township. Who is running for your township races? Now, for example, where I live in Torch Lake Township, there are no Democrats on the ballot except for one, I believe, trustee. She's going to lose badly. It's not even going to be close. Republicans will win everything in my township. Republicans will win everything in my county. Why? Antrim County doesn't have any Democrats on the ballot. The only Democrat running is doing a write-in campaign against Vicky for county clerk. Harris signs all over. Her write-in signs right next to it. She's officially crossed over and is a Democrat and is supported by the Antrim County Democratic Party. Vicky signs are out with Donald Trump signs and vote Republican. So it's very simple. It's a very simple process, folks. You just need information. That's why you listen. That's why you text me. We'll recap all of the text messages for this first hour. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. This is the unscientific poll that I'm conducting this half hour, this segment, previous segment, about the first congressional district race. 17 text messages for Jack, 11 for Barr. Kelly Barr, the Democrat. A couple of the text messages had some additional comments. Barr by far. And I haven't even seen the TV ads. I'm fed up with the Bergman machine. It's time for change. Interesting. And this person is a diehard conservative Republican. Another person. I'm not mentioning anybody's names in this poll. So if you want to text me Jack for Jack Bergman or Barr for Kelly Barr, you will not be disclosed as to who you are. This person says Jack. He is the lesser of two evils. Interesting. Then there's a lot of diehard Republicans, straight party ticket, voting for Jack, Jack, Jack. I see it. But 17 to 11? And most of you listening to this show live this morning are conservative patriots. Most of you, I would assume, vote straight Republican Party ticket. Don't do that. Color in the ovals. Makes your ballot less tamperable. Kind of makes it tamper-proof if you color in the Republican ovals. I just got two more Jacks and two more Bars. Interesting. Now, if some of our conservative patriots listening to the show are voting for Barr, along with all the Democrats, this could be a pretty close race. I think in the end, Donald Trump's success in Northern Michigan in the first congressional district will give it to Jack Bergman. Along with the timing of Harris campaign pulling their TV ad buys here in the last 2 weeks of the election in Michigan because they've seen the internal polling and they think they're going to lose. Well, that could hurt Kelly Barr's potential race in the first. But she appears to be well-funded because I've never seen a Democrat for Congress against Bergman for the last few election cycles spend this kind of money on TV. So it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. And again, I'm not going to mention your name. If you want to vote in this unscientific poll, text me Jack for Jack Bergman. Text me Barr, B-A-R-R, for Kelly Barr. One of the things I think that we're looking at here, folks, is the fact that many people may not want to talk about politics. They may not want to tell you who they're voting for. We're past that. This is not the last 2 weeks for you to not ask people and somewhat want to be willing to give them information to consider before they vote. Now is exactly the time to talk to people about politics. Now is exactly the time to confront people who are low propensity voter Republicans that they need to vote this year. Text me 10X and I'll send you the text message from Lance Griffith so that you can then go to the website, enter your information, and be able to search for these people to see if they're in the database as being low propensity voters. Then you need to contact them and send them the PAGS because you texted me PAGS, P-A-G-S. I sent you the video. You forwarded it to them. Supreme Court is SC. If you live in Presque County, text me PI. If you live in Onaway, text me Onaway. Those are the five text messages we have for this first hour of today's show. And it all starts out with the 10X text message. Searching for deer hunters and people who go to church. They must get out and vote this year, period. You do not trust that they see how important this race is compared to you, and you will know they're going to vote. Don't assume that. If they're on this list, on this website, 10xvotes.com, you need to contact them. This is your effort. This is your contribution of your time. I'm not asking you to make phone calls. I'm not asking you to do what I did, stay out till dark last night, putting up signs. I'm not asking you to knock on doors. I'm not asking you to do any of that. What I'm asking you to do is simply text me. Text me 10X. Text me PAGS. Then spend some time this weekend, maybe Saturday, and search for your deer hunters and the people who go to church that are in your phone. 10 people. That's all I'm asking for. You can do this. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig, interesting story. We're going to be talking about it in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department.